I'm George Walker. House of Mirth is an entry in IU Theater's 7th annual At First Sight Festival of New Plays. Kayla Masing Garvin is the playwright. Her director for this second year effort is Joseph D'Ambrosi. Kayla's Brooklyn-based, California-born. Joseph works in theater, in history, in theory, and also calls Orlando his home. So we have Brooklyn and Orlando with us. Kayla, you're basing this in part on a novel by Edith Wharton that's called The House of Mirth, spelled H-O-U-S-E, and your play is called H-A-U-S. What are we in for?
Well, I really love the original novel by Edith Wharton. It's sort of a look at high society New York and high stakes economic difficulties by the main character, Lily Bart, who's sort of born without much wealth, but she's born into a very high social class. In the original novel, she's trying to sort of convince all of her peers that she is as worthy of attention and rights and worthy of equal treatment as her peers, despite the fact that she was not born into the type of wealth that they were.
It's a bit of a tragedy.
I believe someone once described it as a comedy with a tragic ending. You laugh until you don't. In adapting it, I was really interested in the character of Lily Bart. I really related to her.
You describe yourself as a person who actually is familiar with presenting different faces to different aspects of society. Tell me a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm a mixed person. I'm a mixed Asian American person. And I've found in a lot of different settings, particularly when we're talking about professional and educational settings, that I'm required or expected to act in a different way than I am, say, at home with my family or in groups of my friends. And I also am, as a queer person, expected to act differently in different settings. Talking about Lily Bart as a character, what I relate to in her is the ability to be chameleonic, the ability to exist in different planes of society. And so I decided to transpose this play into the near future. So the idea is we've had this all-female revolution. There are no more men in the world. And the women who have sort of restructured society have replicated a lot of the same problems we saw in 1905 and that we see today in 2019.
Joseph, you've been working with Kayla. Not your first effort as a director, though your specialty really has to do with history, theory, and literature. Tell us a little bit about working with a person who, among other things, is drawn to a character who's able to present a variety of faces to different aspects of society.
Well, it's been the honor of my life to work with Kayla Masing Garvin in this play, which I think is an incredibly important and a timely play. It has been a really exciting thing for me to have read the novel and to really encounter the play, to use the novel as a sounding board, as a blueprint, but then to have the opportunity to work with just a brand new world, a world that is on the outside very far from us in terms of time, in terms of the way that things work, but feels very familiar to us. While we have a play that takes place in the future, this play is very much speaking about our contemporary moment. It's been a really cool thing to work with Kayla, who's been in the rehearsal room the entire time, to literally build the world of the play from the ground up with the cast and with the playwright.
Have things been changing as the play has developed between the two of you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Joe has been very, very open to me making edits as I need to do. I actually added a page of text to the play last night, and we open on Wednesday. Hopefully whatever we're changing is in service of the whole.
And our cast, six just brilliant actresses, have been also very open and willing to take on the challenge of working with those new edits to give Kayla the space. They know that this is Kayla's baby and this play needs to be the best that it can be.
House of Mirth is an entry in IU Theater's 7th annual At First Sight Festival of New Plays in the Intimate Studio Theater, February 27th and 28th at 7:30, March 1st at 7:30, and then March 2nd, 2 p.m. matinee. Our guests have been the playwright, Kayla Masing Garvin, and the director for the show, Joseph D'Ambrosi. I'm George Walker.